In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
Monday Night Super League sees St Helens take on Wigan. Big match for both these teams. St Helens are still desperate to make sure they get in the top eight and the playoffs, of course, and get some form going after a really topsy-turvy season. Wigan maybe just hitting the buffers a little bit on the league form, obviously in the Challenge Cup semi-finals, though, and looking to regain top spot in the Super League after Huddersfield won at the weekend against Castleford Tigers. It means the Giants are top of the table. Wigan were around the 9-1 on mark to win the League Leaders' Shield a few weeks ago. We had no team news when we originally recorded this with Terry O'Connor on Friday, so I've just edited the front of this off. The team news, all about Wigan, really. They're without Sam Tompkins and Sean O'Loughlin, which are obviously both huge misses. That means Scott Taylor and Sam Powell join the party. Michael McLaurin was also a doubt for this Derby fixture, but he's making the journey and they'll be hoping that he's sufficiently recovered from the knee injury. Because of those injuries, the odds are very interesting. St Helens are the outsiders, but not by an awful lot. 6-5 to win this in the 80 minutes. Wigan are 4-6. The draw 18-1. As for the handicap, it means St Helens have got a 2-point start at the beginning of the match from the traders. The headline offers Melly to score and St Helens to win 3-1. And Josh Charnley to score a try and Wigan to win 6-4. I started by asking Terry O'Connor about Huddersfield being top of the table and the pressure now being on Wigan a little bit.
Isn't this what we want, Lee?
Yeah.
We want teams not knowing who's going to win the League Leaders' Shield. We want it going down to the very end. And as in that game will be decided on the 9th of August and the week after that game, because it's how they react to whether a win or a loss and how much energy that game's taken out of them. This game, man, rip your phone book up. I have no interest in any stats about how Wigan or St Helens have performed in recent weeks or all season, because I've played in these games over the years when Wigan have been in great form and came unstuck, whether it be at home or at St Helens and vice versa. I think there's going to be players on show, and whether they're young players, inexperienced players or players who have got a number of international caps under their belt, man, this will all come down to the turnout. You play with passion, you play with composure, you play with a bit of discipline, and you'll end up winning the game. And you look at Saints' last four games, they've won three and then they scored 134 points. This year, they beat Leeds and Warrington. Early on in the year, they went to the DW again with a makeshift halfback partnership in Paul Wellens and John Wilkin. And they were getting beat 18-0 at half-time. They come back in the second half and scored 16 points, but still went down. Probably the frustration for Saints fans is that they've only won four home games all year and the fans aren't used to it. And I think this could be anything. This could be absolutely anything. But what I want to see is a close Super League competition. I look at Wigan's last five games. They've got four of those at home. I'd say one of those is against Huddersfield Giants. The other one's against Leeds Rhinos and Hull FC. So three tricky games for them. But yeah, I think everyone at the minute would fancy Wigan because the likes of O'Loughlin, Tompkins, Mossop was back, Josh Charnley scoring three tries and scoring tries for fun, and Matty Smith just emerging as a quality number seven. So let's hope, fingers crossed. I love these games and I just want it to be a close one, but I think it'll go Wigan's way.
This is In Play Radio from William Hill. William Hill leads the betting industry in sports podcasts, with top names previewing thousands of matches, games, races, frames, legs and innings every year. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store. In Play Radio from William Hill.